are you?
I'm good.
Sounds like I'm meeting some of your family here.
Yes.
Marika Goolsbee loves animals. She's the owner of the City Hikes dog walking and pet sitting business. Goolsbee shares her East Oakland home with 4 dogs, 7 cats, 1 bird, and 1 fish.
So this is Kaboli, and this is Jackson, and the others are around.
Goolsbee almost lost her home in 2017 when the nation's largest corporate owner of single-family homes, Invitation Homes, engaged in an $11 billion merger with Starwood Waypoint. That's the corporation that initially owned Goolsbee's home. Invitation Homes said it would renew her lease for a year with a rent hike of $350 a month. Goolsbee said she couldn't afford it.
I was panicking. I was already working the maximum that I could work. I was leaving my home before sunrise, getting home like 9:30 p.m. at night most days. And I said, it's impossible for me to work more hours. I mean, I really believed that I was going to end up living in my car with my pets.
Goolsbee's story had a happy ending. The group ACE, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, organized actions on her behalf. Invitation Homes ultimately backed down and agreed to a $50 a month rent increase. In 2020, the Oakland Community Land Trust bought the house, lowered the rent, and is giving Goolsbee the opportunity to buy the home herself one day.
And they said, would you be interested in owning it? I was like, yeah. Like, I never even imagined that I would ever one day be a homeowner.
Goolsbee's problems with Invitation Homes is not unique. Earlier this year, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced a $2 million settlement with the company after allegations that it violated California tenant and price gouging laws by unlawfully increasing rents on about 1,900 homes. The tenants also got their money back. California Assemblymember Alex Lee is one of only 5 state lawmakers who are renters. He says there is a nationwide phenomenon of large corporations buying up existing single-family homes. Lee has introduced legislation to restrict the practice.
I introduced 2584, this AB 2584, to prevent large corporations from buying up single-family homes and converting them into rentals.
Lee represents Milpitas, North San Jose, and nearby cities. He says in certain regions of the state, the corporate practice of buying single-family homes and converting them to rentals makes it that much harder for would-be homeowners to purchase a home.
In metro areas are relatively cheaper than, say, the Bay Area. You have hardworking families that get outbid and outpurchased by all cash offers, by corporations. So on the micro scale, that individual competition gets harder too.
Lee's legislation would bar any corporation that already owns more than 1,000 single-family homes in California from purchasing additional houses. He says according to existing documentation, the legislation would apply to 3 companies, including Invitation Homes.
It's Invitation Homes, which has 12,000. So that's 12,000 single-family homes. If each of them are you know, roughly average worth $1 million, that's a lot of money. We have Cobra 28 LP, sufficiently generic sounding LLC, which probably is related to another LLC. It's 2,472 homes. And the other is JD Home Rentals, 2,063.
Berkeley State Senator Nancy Skinner has proposed separate legislation that would ban hedge funds and other corporate investment entities from buying or leasing single-family homes in California. San Diego Assemblymember Chris Ward has authored legislation to prohibit home builders from selling houses in bulk to institutional investors, a practice he says freezes out families from buying newly built homes. The National Rental Home Council, which represents the single home rental industry, did not return an email request by KPFA for comment. Although some regions of the state are more affected, the California Research Bureau says large investors currently own only about 2% of single-family homes in the state. Leah Simon Weisberg is the executive director of Movement Legal. It provides legal services to the housing rights group ACE. Weisberg says that turning housing into a commodity for corporate investors is the single largest contributor to unaffordable housing, whether for single-family homes or apartment units.
People are exchanging it on the stock market. And so when you've got such a large part of the market being, you know, existing simply to trade, it devastates the ability to have stable, affordable housing. Because the thing is, it's like to create something that people can invest in, you have to buy stuff. You know, whether it's, you know, in the old days, pork, or it's units of housing. So they're just putting packages together to get people to invest.
Doug Henwood is an economic journalist based in New York City and host of Behind the News, which airs on KPFA. He says he's not sure investment entities are worse landlords than other property owners, but he calls the move of private equity into areas of the economy like healthcare and housing alarming.
I think as an asset class, as a form of doing business, private equity really, really does need to be reined in. They are a bunch of marauders and thieves. And a lot of them are actually fairly conservative politically. They're often, a lot of big private equity people are major contributors to the Republican Party. The most famous of all, Steve Schwarzman, the head of Blackstone, is a major contributor to the Republican Party. He was actually pretty close to Trump until the very last minute. So, you know, these are people are a malign economic, political, and social force.
The housing rights group ACE has advanced policy recommendations to address corporate ownership of housing. It says that rent control and just cause eviction laws should be expanded to cover single-family rentals. ACE says tenants should be given the first chance to purchase their home when it's being sold, and nonprofits and public agencies should be next in line. ACE also calls for public disclosure by large-scale owners of single-family rentals and a speculator's fee to cover the costs of tracking and monitoring the data and giving access to advocates. Housing advocates like Movement Legal's Leah Simon Weisberg also promote the notion of what's known as social housing, which is publicly owned and mixed income and not necessarily government subsidized.
Social housing is where the government directly funds housing that is intended just to provide housing. And it's a model that really every other democracy uses. I mean, I think many people refer to Vienna as one of the great models, but it's where you really take out the profit motive out of housing. And it can provide housing for people on a fixed income, but also middle class families as well. And that is really the most successful model internationally.
Assemblymember Lee has introduced social housing bills since 2021. This year's attempt would establish a social housing revolving loan fund within the state treasury to provide zero interest loans to build housing to accommodate a mix of household incomes.
I'm a huge champion and the select committee chair for social housing, which is to have the state get into the business of developing housing, publicly developed mixed income affordable housing across the state. I have a bill this year, which is my third attempt at it, AB 2881, which would create a statewide developer to build out the affordable housing.
Lee says last year's legislation passed with 2/3 majorities in both the California Assembly and State Senate. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed it, citing budgetary reasons. Meantime, Marika Goolsbee says her experiences have led her to action. She joined the statewide housing rights group ACE and serves on its board. Goolsbee is an alternate on the Oakland Rent Board, and she's running for city council in District 7. She urges others to get involved, too.
Now I'm involved in housing issues. My wife is involved in environmental justice, so now I'm involved in that. Find out what's going on around you and get involved. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time, I don't have the energy. But it is worth it to make the time and find the energy, because being involved in these things, you can actually change what's going on in your community, in your life, in your neighbors' lives.
For KPFA News in East Oakland, I'm Eileen Alfandari.